God never chose suffering for us. I think that is one of the most important things for us to know and to understand. And I'm going to break down a few things in this episode, like where did suffering come from? Our most popular views of God's sovereignty, because God's sovereignty greatly impacts how we process our pain and our view of suffering. But also, how do we really get suffering? Like, are we supposed to be here? If God cared, then why am I in so much pain? I see this so much when I work with my coaching clients one-on-one. We have to be willing to ask ourselves, where do we think this suffering is coming from? Because we wouldn't go to a doctor that caused us to get sick. We would not go back to him for our healing. So if we are thinking that God is constantly asking you to suffer, why would we go to God to find healing, redemption, restoration? We wouldn't. And it's hard for us to even fathom because we'll try to work our way into being good, into receiving his love. And so it's important that we know God never chose suffering for us. And if you feel like you just can't take it anymore, or you think that God wants you in this pain, or you feel like it's one thing after another, then this episode is for you. Because I want you to know that God does not want you to continue to suffer. I truly believe that pain is a place of visitation, not a place of habitation. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to ask you if any of these thought patterns sound familiar. How can I stop worrying about everything? Why do I keep making the same mistakes? Will I ever be free from this pain? Why can't I say no without feeling guilty? Have you ever asked yourself any of those questions, or have you found yourself thinking about these thought patterns? I'm Jess. I am your Christian mental health coach. And when you are looking for support, you want someone who understands thought patterns and strategies for overcoming what's holding you back, not just because I am certified to teach them, but because I've lived through it. That's why I'm here. I've been where you're standing. I understand the pain and the confusion you feel, and I've dedicated my education and my career to helping women just like you overcome negative thought patterns and regain control of their lives. And I truly believe it's your turn now. Together, let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. You can book a free 20-minute consultation with me where we can create a plan together for moving forward. Again, go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. Go to the link wherever you're listening. You're going to see the show notes and you will see clickable links right there. Now let's continue this conversation on suffering. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. I can remember really early on in my walk with God how I looked at everything as an opportunity or like a purpose that he was walking me through. Now, I'm not saying things can't have purpose, but I was always looking for, what did he want me to learn? You know, he must have me going through this, you know, so that I can grow from this, learn from this. So I was looking for purpose more than I was looking really at him. I was trying to figure out how my life was the way that it is. And I was always looking for this lesson. Surely, all this suffering, all this pain, everything I've been through is a lesson that he wants me to learn. And it got me so distracted. It got me so busy doing that I never actually just learned to be with myself, be with God. Because my view of God was that he was a very distant God. He was up on his throne and he was a king. And I was down here as this person and I was just trying to earn his love. And I was just trying to be good. And I was trying to just do the right things. I was reading my Bible. I was tithing somewhat. You know, I had this really Christian checklist thing going for me. And then I really started to learn and dig more about God's character because it was no longer superficial for me. It was no longer about these lessons, like I was some student in a classroom and he was sitting me down all the time. But I had to be willing to look and say, what is God's character? Not what everybody else was telling me, not everybody else's perspective, but what was God's perspective? So as I said, you know, God never chose suffering for us. We chose that for ourselves. Our original design, his original design, I should say, for humanity was perfect and free from pain. He created a world where Adam and Eve lived in harmony with each other and with creation. We see that in Genesis 1:31. But suffering entered the world through their choice to disobey God. And so here are a few things that we see happening here. God gave free will. And that means that God created humans with the ability to choose. Because if there's going to be genuine love, then it has to be a choice. Because then if it wasn't a choice, then love would be forced and it would be meaningless. Then we see the choice to sin. So Adam and Eve chose to believe the serpent's lie and disobey God, introducing sin and its consequences, which was pain, death, and brokenness. We see that there's consequences, not God's desires. So suffering is a direct result of sin, not God's plan or desire for humanity. God warned them of the consequences, but they still chose their decision. He did not force them to choose. You can read all through this from starting from Genesis 1 all the way through Genesis 3. God's redemption plan taking part almost immediately. So even though suffering wasn't his choice, God had a plan to redeem humanity through Jesus. So he entered into our suffering to overcome it and restore the broken relationship. We can see that John 3:16. As we know that scripture, but we also see that in Romans 5, 12 through 21. So just in these few passages of scripture and the reality that God gave free will, the choice to sin, it was consequences, not God's desire. And then we see God's redemption plan. So his heart is for life, not for suffering. Suffering came through human choice, but God's love provided us a way out to be redeemed and to be restored what was lost. I know I can't answer everything in this episode, but I'm trying to touch on very important parts because these are the parts that really changed me and that I'm often working with my one-on-one coaching clients to help them see consequences, choices, discipline, how all of these words we often intermix, but are so very different, especially the word punishment. I already did an episode on, do you think God is punishing you? Because it's important. And I highly recommend you go back and listen to that episode. But most importantly, let's talk about the three most common views of God's sovereignty, because again, this plays a role in how we look at suffering and pain and also how we find healing. So there is the Reformed Calvinist view, where they believe God is fully in control of everything, including human decisions, and nothing happens outside of his sovereign will. Arminian view, where God is sovereign but grants human free will, allowing them to make genuine choices within his overarching plan. And then there is Molinism. God's sovereignty operates through his middle knowledge, which is knowing all possible outcomes, enabling him to accomplish his purposes while allowing free will. There's some more, but those are the most common and popular views. So one is where, almost saying it doesn't matter because God, like nothing happens outside of his will, his sovereign will. So everything that's happening is part of his will no matter what, because he's fully in control of everything. And that's more of the Reformed Calvinist view. The Arminian view is that God is sovereign, but that free will is very important because it allows people to make genuine choices within his overarching plan. And then again, the last one where the sovereignty operates through that middle knowledge, which is that knowing all possible outcomes. This really comes down to a couple of things: control and human freedom. The biggest thing I see with my one-on-one coaching clients, and maybe you do too, you've felt this, is God wanting you to suffer so that you learn, you grow, but that's it. Like he just, you think that he's bringing it on you. You think he's causing it and that you really don't get a say in it. And I think it's important to note, one of my perspectives is if God just knows everything and he planned everything, then it really wouldn't necessarily matter too much what we said or did. We wouldn't steward our bodies well. We wouldn't take so hard to take supplements because if he already knew everything we were going to do, it's almost like we become his puppets. And then some would probably say, well, we don't get to do whatever we do because we still have to steward and take care of the things that he's given us. Absolutely. But in the end, we're still doing those things because we have a choice to do them. We have a choice to steward our body. We have a choice to grow in relationship with him because a relationship requires choice, not control. We see some things laid out from the beginning. When I mentioned free will, the choice to sin. But we also have to kind of expand on that a little bit. Like, why? Like, what is the purpose of it? So, one, we know suffering is a result of the fall. It entered the world through sin, Genesis 3. It's a consequence of humanity's broken relationship with God, affecting creation, relationships, and our health. The second thing is where it gets a little bit tricky that we have to hold the tension is where, yes, we can grow in pain, in suffering, but we have to be so careful how we talk about this and handle it, not coming from the perspective that God is giving it to us. So we can walk through something hard and that can refine us and grow us. Can be discipline and growth because we know that God does discipline us and that doesn't feel good. He loves to produce that righteousness and peace in us for us to become more like Jesus. But we also see strength and weakness. And suffering teaches reliance on God's power as seen in Paul's thorn in his flesh. And so there is this idea that with suffering, because it is in scripture, I'm not denying it, we're not avoiding it, but we're giving it where the credit that it's due of where it came from, why we walk through it, and knowing it's not God that is causing it, that he doesn't want you to just stay there. We know that suffering produces perseverance. Suffering builds character and hope. Read that Romans 5, 3 through 5. Can be a tool for spiritual maturity and deepening our trust. It's participation in Christ's suffering. It's hope amid suffering, right? It gives us the ability to have compassion for others because if we didn't go through hard things ourselves, we would just be looking at everybody else like, what's the big deal? So we can experience suffering in a terms of, yes, this can help me grow and be disciplined and to have compassion and to produce perseverance. But we have to choose to see that when we are suffering. And that's where it's hard. That's where we carry a lot of both and. But so much of what I see again in my coaching clients and what I saw in myself was I thought God was just causing all of these bad things to happen to me. And I know this is part of a larger conversation, and I'm willing to have that. And I don't want you to walk around this life thinking you have to go from suffering to suffering, because that is not what scripture says. The biblical view of suffering sees it both as a consequence of sin and an instrument God uses to draw us closer, to strengthen our faith, to point us to that eternal hope. It can deeply hurt people when we think that God allows so much pain because it just feels personal. It's like he's choosing not to intervene, and this is what's important. When we say things like all things work together for good and God has a plan, well, nobody wants to hear that when their marriage is falling apart or there's infidelity or there's a health diagnosis. 'Cause it's like, well, then this must be a part of God's sovereign plan, and that is not true. God does not inflict cancer on his children. He does not inflict diseases on his children. And that is my personal perspective. We don't see that in scripture. In the New Testament, we do not see this. And so when we say phrases and we talk about suffering, it's so important because pain is personal. And it's almost like when we don't get the prayer answered like we thought it should go, we think he's choosing to not intervene. And that perception, it leads to confusion and anger. And then we struggle to reconcile a loving God with suffering. But most of our suffering and our pain stems from living in this fallen creation. God's role in this fallen world is to bring redemption, comfort, and hope. He promises to work those things out for good. But that is not an overarching response to somebody's pain. Good things can come from suffering and pain, but it might not be a restored marriage like we thought it would. It might not be the answer that we thought it was, but there is still redemption in that person's story. It doesn't have to be a death sentence. It can draw us closer, and it can ultimately restore things. So we have to understand that suffering stems from the fall, not God's character. And it helps us shift the perspective from blaming God to seeking his presence amidst the pain, because we are not going to go to God if we think he's the one causing us pain. We will go to anything else. But why would we go to a God that's causing us pain? We wouldn't. We wouldn't go to a friend that was inflicting pain on us. We wouldn't stay with somebody or be in a relationship with somebody that's inflicting pain on us just to teach us a lesson. We wouldn't. And it makes sense why we don't want to do this with God. I want you to know that I work through this with my one-on-one coaching clients a lot of the time. So you're not alone in this. But I also want you to know, if you've been having this perspective and it's keeping you stuck and it's making you feel distant from God, I want you to reach out and say, help me through this. Sometimes we cannot go through things alone, and we need to reach out for help. And I know it takes courage to do that, and know it takes strength to do that. So remember, suffering stems from the fall, not God's character. We can grow from it, we can learn from it, absolutely. But sometimes we get exhausted looking for purpose and we lose the focus. We lose the face that we are supposed to be looking at. And that really is Jesus. Go to the show notes, go to jessicahowe.com/mentalhealthcoaching and book your free 20-minute consultation today. I'd love to be able to get to the bottom of what's holding you back. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.